Feast of the Holy Family, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, He, the Alpha and Omega, He, the source, the ending, He, of all things that are and have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Blessed was the day for ever, when the Virgin, full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Saviour of our race, and the Child, the world's Redeemer, first revealed His sacred face, evermore and evermore. Glory be to God the Father, glory be to God the Son, glory to the Holy Spirit, persons three, yet Godhead one. Glory be from all creation, while eternal ages run, evermore and evermore. Every year the parents of Jesus used to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. Psalm 62. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands, my soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Every year the parents of Jesus used to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and God's favour was with him. A Canticle from Daniel 3. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you the heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord, and you all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you sun and moon, O bless the Lord, and you all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord, and you fire and heat, O bless the Lord, and you cold and heat, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you frosts and cold, O bless the Lord, and you frost and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night time and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and light, O bless the Lord, and you lightnings and cloud, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord, Ananias, Azarias, Mizal, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and God's favour was with him. His father and mother were filled with wonder at what was being said about him. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron. To carry out the sentence preordained, this honour is for all his faithful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. His father and mother were filled with wonder at what was being said about him. A reading from Deuteronomy 5. Honour your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may have long life and may prosper in the land that the Lord your God gives you. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. You lived in obedience to Mary and Joseph. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Lord, let the example of your holy family enlighten our minds, set our feet on the way of peace. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, let the example of your holy family enlighten our minds, set our feet on the way of peace. Intercessions. Let us adore the Son of the living God, who became Son in a human family. Lord Jesus, bless our families. Jesus, eternal Word of the Father, you lived under the authority of Mary and Joseph. Teach us to walk the path of humility. Lord Jesus, bless our families. Mary kept in her heart all that you said and did. May we learn in her example the spirit of contemplation. Lord Jesus, bless our families. Christ, yours was the strength that shaped the universe, yet you came to learn the tasks of a carpenter. Help us to see our work as a sharing in yours. Lord Jesus, bless our families. You advanced in wisdom and in favour with God and man. May we live to the full in you, and build up your body in faith and love. Lord Jesus, bless our families. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, in the Holy Family of Nazareth, you have given us the true model of a Christian home. Grant that by following Jesus, Mary and Joseph in their love for each other and in the example of their family life, we may come to your home of peace and joy. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.